They called her the Lark of the Border. Lydia Mendoza was the first star of recorded Tejano, Texas Mexican music. She became a sensation in the 1940s and 1950s, taking her 12-string guitar and her clear, heartfelt voice throughout Latin America. She died 3 years ago at the age of 91, nearly forgotten. John Burnett has the story of Lydia Mendoza, one of NPR's 50 great voices.
The Del Bravo Record Shop on the west side of San Antonio is one of the coolest record stores in America. It specializes in Tejano and Norteño music, the soul music of Mexican Texas. It's also a living museum. They still sell LPs and styluses. It's only fitting, then, that the Del Bravo Record Shop would be a shrine to Lydia Mendoza, Tejano music's first superstar.
La guitarra de Lydia.
So this is the 12-string guitar of Lydia Mendoza.
Del Bravo's owner is 79-year-old Salome Gutierrez, himself a performer and longtime Tejano music producer. In plastic cases, he reverently displays Mendoza's instrument and two colorful stage dresses she performed in. In a corner of the store is a large photo of the singing sensation from 1948, framed in glowing neon. Gutierrez recorded Mendoza on this CD in 1984.
La noche que juraste que eras mío, ser tuya para siempre yo juré.
Gutierrez first heard Mendoza sing in a bullfighting ring in Nuevo Laredo in 1950. It was the beginning of a lifelong friendship.
Había mujeres triunfadoras, pero una en México, otra en Brasil, otra, pero ella... Para nuestra gente, ella fue la grande.
There were other female singing stars in Mexico and Brazil, he says, but for our people, she was the greatest of them all. Mendoza told her own story on the 1984 CD.
Yo nací en la ciudad de Houston, Texas, allá por el lejano año de 1916, un 31 de mayo.
She was born in Houston to Mexican parents who were part of the great wave of their countrymen who fled the revolution for South Texas. By the time she was 11, she was singing and playing guitar in the Mendoza family band. They performed in restaurants, street corners, barber shops, fiestas, anywhere they could pass the hat. They barely made enough to eat. The Mendoza family briefly followed the migrant trail, picking beets in Michigan, but they quickly learned that playing music paid better and was a lot easier on the back. With her clarion voice, muscular guitar style, and smoldering beauty, Lydia soon emerged as the star of the family ensemble. Her reputation spread. In 1934, she recorded this tango for the Bluebird Record Company, which was in San Antonio looking for undiscovered talent.
Pues fue la primera que me pidieron porque estaba muy popular y fue la que entré con suerte porque fue mi bandera.
¿Fue la bandera de usted?
Sí, Mal Hombre.
As Mendoza tells it, Mal Hombre, Evil Man, became her signature song. The audience demanded it every night, and she continued to play it for a career that spanned six decades. At some point, she became known as La Alondra de la Frontera, the Lark of the Border. And every aspiring young Mexican-American singer wanted to sound like her.
My name is Rita Vidaurri. I was little and I remember, I get goose pimples. I remember Lydia Mendoza, La Alondra de la Frontera. And she would sing Mal Hombre. That was a song that made her famous.
Rita Vidaurri was one of Lydia's oldest friends and a successful performer in her own right. She sang torch songs at the Tropicana in Havana and posed as the leggy Jack's Beer Girl. Vidaurri, now 86, sits on the front porch of her tidy house in San Antonio, full of mementos of her music career. Vidaurri usually sang with an orchestra or a mariachi band. What made Mendoza different is that she stood on stage alone with only her guitar as accompaniment. Mexican female solo performers were rare back then. But what also set Mendoza apart was her audience. She became known as the singer of the poor.
That's what they would call her. Lydia Mendoza, la cancionera del barrio. From the bottom, from the poor, from the barrio.
Alegre estaba la fiesta, se celebraba una boda.
My name is Chris Drockwitz, and I'm the owner of Arhuli Records. Lydia sang in the vernacular, which means in the people's way of singing, not the highly trained or theatrical performers. She sang like the Carter family, that's their natural self, you know.
Strockwitz's Arhuli label carries a half dozen Lydia Mendoza albums. He co-produced the acclaimed 1976 documentary about border music in which she appeared. It's called Chulas Fronteras. Perhaps what made Lydia Mendoza the first great Tejana star was her approach to every song she ever sang. She describes it in his film.
A mí no importa sea un corrido, un valse, un bolero,
polka,
o lo que sea. Cuando yo canto esa canción, como diría, parece que yo vivo aquel momento.
It doesn't matter if it's a corrido, a waltz, a bolero, a polka, or whatever. When I sing that song, she says, I live that song. Late in Mendoza's long career, though her crowds had diminished, she began to be recognized for her tremendous contributions to Mexican-American music. She received nearly every accolade available to a Tejana artist, culminating with the National Medal of Arts in 1999. Few Tejano artists are aware today that it all started with Lydia Mendoza. John Burnett, NPR News.
Me hacen daño tus ojos. Me hacen daño tus manos.
And if you want to hear more Lydia Mendoza music, you can visit nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
A mi sombra pregunto si sus labios te adoro en un beso sagrado podrán mentir.